Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, those other talk show hosts. They want to charge you for accessing their websites. Ours is free. Freetalklive.com. Going right into your phone calls. And then coming up, I still have to get to that story I mentioned about the police mistaking a 12-year-old girl for a prostitute. We'll get to that. But first, we go to Tony in California. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
Tony, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to talk about the law of attraction because I've listened to the podcast. It sounds like it's turning into Free Talk Law of Attraction.
Well, actually, you called tonight, Tony, and somebody else called last night about it right at the top of the show. So it's actually you that have turned it into Free Talk.
No, I'm the one causing this. So this is the Law of Attraction. I'm attracting people talking about the Law of Attraction, and it's fine. I actually believe in it, but I do have a couple of thoughts on it.
Okay.
I just kind of think that it's a theory. I don't see how that it could be proved. And I heard you talking about it, one of you talking about it from an atheist point of view. Does that make sense? I don't see how you can prove the law of attraction. You know, I mean, it's really hard to prove it. But
no,
I do believe it.
I don't think it has been proven.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing is the Christian conservatives out there, I actually heard a talk show on this, and they talk about the secret being like the work of the devil or something.
Oh,
like
I bet
that.
They do.
I don't know. Because it has to do with this kind of metaphysical stuff, you know, like Ouija boards and all that kind of stuff.
Don't let your children fall into the Satan's trap of the New Age religion.
Yeah, I know.
Your house will be possessed by demons.
Well, it's totally believable they would come from that perspective. I mean, think about how threatening, essentially, the pantheistic viewpoint is. I mean, law of attraction is, directly related to the pantheistic view, the idea that everybody is essentially God, whereas the Christian view that is so upset by that basically says that, well, you're underneath God, and that God sets out these rules for you, and you either follow them or you don't. And if you don't, you burn in hell. And if you do, you get to go to a nice heavenly place. So they don't like the idea that someone would suggest that essentially that there is no God outside of yourself, and that you are part of all that is. You are part of the universe, and so therefore you are literally. You literally are part of God, so that's very threatening to their particular monotheistic, paternalistic viewpoint.
Although it's not too far from what Jesus said when he said that we're all sons of God.
This is true.
Pieces of God, sons of God. Don't these sound similar?
You can find a lot of things in the Bible that kind of effectively tie in with the pantheistic view, but certainly the religions that have grown up around it do not.
Well, their other issue with pantheism also is that... it's something about animals and plants all being equal to humans, so they don't believe that. You know, they believe that humans are of a higher. You know, so in other words, it would be kind of like in a ranking system. It would be God and then men and or man and woman and then and animals and plants and all that other stuff.
I don't disagree with that. I still eat the animals and the plants.
Yeah,
I'm here to experience an enjoyable life, and if eating plants and animals makes my life more enjoyable, that's all good as far as I'm concerned.
Sounds like muddying the waters to me.
Well, my religious viewpoint doesn't come into play there, but I could see how they could sort of confuse that. I could understand why they would make that mistake.
Right, exactly. Hey, could you guys pour me a drink before I go?
Oh, can I pour you a drink? Yeah, I could probably work on something like that. Hey, thank you for the call tonight.
Okay. Certainly.
All right, thanks for
blowing me up, baby.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. More. Oh, by the way, Tom Likas, who is sort of known for running an explosion sound effect after somebody calls, is losing his syndication deal after a number of years. So.
I think he's looking for – it's likely he'll get another one, though. Isn't that so?
Well,
I like the Likas show, personally.
I used to be a listener when I was younger.
Me too. I still listen to him in L.A., and I remember him talking, and some people would ask him what his political affiliation was. He would say, well, I'm a libertarian.
Really?
And people just didn't know how to take that because they couldn't really understand where he was coming from unless you listened to him for a while.
So we'll see what happens with him. He is trying to get picked back up. Anyway, as an aside, 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I can imagine that the evangelicals would be pretty upset by the pantheists out there. We certainly had – I was listening to some archives recently, and we had the one guy called, I think it was in late December, and expressed that he thought pantheism was very dangerous, and that he ended
to
his –
To who?
Well, Well, I guess to his religion.
Everyone's immortal soul.
Right. Well, because
I expect a chick track out about it soon.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, essentially, the viewpoint says that there is no right and wrong in the grand scheme of things. There is, based on your own morality, you get to determine for yourself what is right and wrong, and they don't like that. They don't like the idea that you would figure out, based upon your own experience, your own set of morals, as opposed to
some people are bad
down
at it. I mean, the evidence is that some people are not so good at figuring out what right and wrong is.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt. But however, it's threatening to their particular belief structure, their system, because their morals are handed down from their priests and their families. They're told, okay, well, this is how you'll behave, and if you don't, you'll be punished. And essentially, the pantheistic view says you should behave in a certain way that you determine based on your own experience. Hopefully, you'll make some good choices, but there is no evil, hellish place waiting for you outside of that. You know, you'll make your own hell here on earth, essentially, is my understanding.
Yes, I believe that heaven and hell are available to you every day.
Right
and
now.
You get to choose them.
In your own mind.
Yep, you get them. Whichever one you want.
So, toll free
every
number.
Minute.
Yep. Hey, how do you feel about all this, Wayne? I mean, since we have been talking about over the last few days, I mean, sort of the metaphysical view on things as compared to a traditional top-down monotheistic, that kind of view that this dichotomy we're discussing here. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's interesting to watch the way you two evolve in that sense. I've been through many journeys in my life spiritually in every possible way. I've lived in a lot of places. I've known a lot of people. I was a Buddhist for a while. I was very interested in that philosophy because they had never gone to war with anyone. They were peaceful people, and that intrigued me. So I wanted to know what that was about. So I've been through a few things where I've had to kind of put my own beliefs aside and try something on for size to see what somebody's about, because I don't think you can study something, a religion, from the point of view of your own. You really have to feel safe enough to just go into it and see what it's about and be strong enough to get out of it as if it's kind of freaky or creepy.
So you know? Were in Buddhism for a while and you stepped out to go where?
Well, somewhere in between, you know.
In between what you were originally brought up as, a Catholic?
Or? Yes, I was raised Catholic and there were things about Catholicism that were okay, obviously the morality and stuff like that, but they got a little too far overboard with it. I had nuns as teachers as a kid, started going to public school in eighth grade, and then went to a private university. But I don't even know what you'd call where I'm at now. I mean, I believe in God. I believe in the Great Spirit, but I keep it to myself.
You're not going to church every Sunday?
I go to church sometimes,
do you?
But I go with my family.
It's a Catholic church?
No, it's actually like a congregational church up where I live. And because my kids...
The one that's available?
Yeah, the one that's available. It's close, and we like the pastor because he's not hell and brimstone. He's a really positive, nice guy, and he's not... If there was something he was saying that would turn me off, I would not go there. But my wife is very religious, too, and you know, I try to moderate the kids
on
that.
Is she also a Catholic? Or
No, she was raised in the South, so she's more on the Protestant...
Lutheran or something?
Let's see. I guess somewhere in the Protestant Baptist kind of...
Gotcha. Southern Baptist.
Yeah. So, anyway, she's more on the religious side. I tend to call myself more spiritual than anything. I'm not an atheist because I've had too many experiences to let me know that that's probably not the case, but... I don't know how to describe where I'm at right now.
How do you feel about the idea of, I mean, obviously the evangelical Christians are going to say, well, if you don't follow our rules, you're going to, you know, some hellish afterlife. Do you feel like there is such a thing in your belief system, or is your belief system more like you move on and it's positive no matter what?
You know, if I had that answer, I probably wouldn't be here right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. All I know is that... I think, you know, wherever you go when you leave here, we don't know that, but I think it has a lot to do with who you become and what state of mind you're in when you leave here. And I can't go on the air. I'm not going to start talking about experiences I've had, but I'll just say that I do believe in the law of attraction.
Interesting. Toll-free number's here, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But the thing is, you just can't prove it to the skeptics.
Nope.
That's the most frustrating part about it. And I guess it's more frustrating to them than it is to me. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. Coming up, what did the police do to a 12-year-old girl they mistook for a prostitute? It's Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute, designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on two decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about a buck a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0400. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away, including the wiki. Over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive for free. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only chance, or your best chance, rather, for liberty in your lifetime. I suppose you could find liberty in some other way, but I've yet to see a better one, better idea than this.
Well, I think that there's better ways to perhaps get liberty for yourself, but to
In freedom around others who are also...
To help other people, to bring liberty to other people in some way. I think that the Free State Project is the best thing running right now.
It's going to be and is hundreds and thousands of people moving to the same geographic location. Hundreds have already moved, and we're looking to get thousands moving. In fact, we're going to talk about some of the possible effects that could have a little bit later here tonight. But freestateproject.org is the place you want to go to learn more about it. We're moving hundreds of people to New Hampshire right now as we speak. More are en route, and we want you to join them. Go and get all the details at freestateproject.org. As we continue here with your phone calls, I got to get to that prostitute story, but first we talk to Gavin in the UK. Gavin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Gavin.
Hey, how are you? All right.
Just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, just following on from your religion conversation you've been just been having, pantheism or the law of attraction or whatever it is, these things that people believe in.
Yes, sir.
I'll just give you a little story. In London, we have a place called Hyde Park, and every Sunday people meet up there, and in effect, it's a free-for-all for free speech. It's a fantastic little spot. You can go there and be the absolute fruitcake that you want to be. And when I lived closer to London than I do now, I used to go every other Sunday. Mm-hmm. And there was an occasion where we had some Christians, fundamentalist Christians. We had some Jews there, and we had some Muslims, and they're all arguing their little spot.
Oh dear.
Saying our religion is better than everybody else's.
So typical.
And yes. I made the comment about how at the end of the day, whichever book you follow, it's a man-made thing. That book is a man-made thing. And
absolutely.
Suddenly, I felt like God, because all three religions suddenly turned on me. And so I felt like I was some sort of like unifying force amongst all these religions.
You're
and,
the target.
That's it, yeah. And so at the end of the day, that was a very interesting week. But the other thing is, I just want to go on to something that was announced today. Politicians and politics. I'm a politician myself,
mm-hmm.
and I have occasionally self-loathing. We have our Home Secretary, which I think is your Secretary of State, your equivalent.
I think that it sounds right.
Yep. Well, she's a bit of a moralist. She's anti-prostitution. She's anti-drugs. If she gets any scientific advice about declassifying or reclassifying drugs to a lower classification,
mm-hmm.
she tends to ignore them, or she upgrades cannabis, for example. Again, I mean, you probably are aware of that. And today it was announced that she's been using her second home allowance as a member of parliament for her first home, a family home in her own constituency.
She's been using her second home allowance for her first home, meaning that they get money from the government for two houses.
That's right. Yeah, because they spend a chunk of their time down in London.
Mm-hmm. I see.
They are allowed to have from taxpayers' funds money for their second home.
So this is a scandal. She wasn't supposed to be using second home money on her first home?
Well, yeah, she's living with her sister in London, lodging, mm-hmm. and using the £24,000, which I don't know what it is now, given the exchange rate as it is.
It's a nice little allowance.
She's been using that for her first home, which she, probably bought before she was an MP.
And you're suggesting that because she's such a moralist that this is quite a shocking bit of news for her? Or
I'm saying is that anyone who espouses morals to, and I haven't been listening to Free Talk Live as frequently as I would like of late, but I find it really interesting the number of people that ring into your show and bang on about the morals, and they confuse morality with rights, and I find it that these people who bang on about morals all the time often have plenty of skeletons in their own cupboards.
Absolutely.
And frankly, they should just, you know, back off and leave us all alone.
If only they would. But it seems like it's almost as though they are on this moral crusade openly so they can feel better about their own problems, or maybe they hope they can pass enough laws to actually stop themselves from doing what it is that they're doing. I mean, we see it all the time, and since we're going to talk about this 12-year-old that was allegedly busted for prostitution, we've pointed out how in many cases some of the people that crow the loudest in politics about morality and whatever the tangentially related topics are, pornography and things like that, are really the ones with the greatest addictions or the biggest problems, whether secretly or not.
Well, that's right. I mean, I tend to fight. This is why once upon a time I was a liberal, but a kind of statist liberal, if you like. And over the last three years, 4 years, I've become a more of a libertarian. I'm a small government libertarian. I'm not an anarcho-capitalist. I'm an aspiring anarcho-capitalist.
I was once where you were. I can totally understand. Go ahead, sir.
but the reason I came to the point that I am now is because, not only because of these moralists who would argue a moral stance, and then you'd find later on that they were some sort of deviant in one way or another, you know, contrary to their own moral standards, mm-hmm. not necessarily mine.
Right.
But also these health freaks, you know, where they're going like, you know, just recently, this last day or so, you know. For years, we've been told we're only allowed to have 3 eggs a week because there's too much cholesterol in these eggs.
Wow.
And just this last day or so, it's like, oh, you can eat as many eggs as you like as long as you don't fry them in fat. And wine, you know, you drink, you can't drink too much wine. And then they say the next day.
Yep.
You drink wine because it's good for you.
Yeah. How about instead of looking to the so-called experts and the so-called authorities, we look inside ourselves and see what feels best and what is right for us. If it's eating a bunch of eggs, then great. If it's not eating eggs, then great. I totally am with you. Thank you for the call tonight. It's so crazy. If you look at the news, one week it's this, the next year it's that, and they're never straight on. Well, is meat good for you? Meat's bad for you? You never know. I say just go with whatever you feel is best for you. Seems to work good for it. Works pretty well for me.
Plenty of time to gather empirical data for yourself.
Can we hold them over?
No, we can't hold him over. He's gone. 800-259-9231. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's ENDURING Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give away the features. They include the updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com. You can go over there and get a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com because normal email is not secure.
800-259-9231. We continue here with your phone calls. We'll talk to Dennis in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Wow.
Wow is right, Dennis.
Today? Pardon?
I said, wow is right.
What a day. Storming the castle. Wow. So, I'm just tuning in, so I don't know if you guys have talked about what happened up here in the state capital.
No, we were waiting for you, Dennis.
Oh, my God. So, okay.
Take it, Dennis. Let me give a picture of what it was like when I arrived at the State House today. So I showed up at the New Hampshire State House with its big, beautiful gold dome. Finally found a parking space. It was very difficult. Couldn't understand why. Showed up and there were some homeschoolers milling around out front. You could see the mothers and fathers with their little kids. And I walked in the front door and there was a line. I didn't really understand why, what the line was for. It turns out once I got in line that the line wasn't really moving because there were so many homeschoolers, they filled the giant room that normally holds the 400 legislators, plus has a big
balcony.
Mezzanine balcony.
Yeah, big
there.
Balcony.
Wow.
That was full. That room was full. It was full to the point of overflowing that it came down the hallway, wrapped around the stairs, and then went through the main levels hallway into the main lobby where the battle flags from 50 or 100 Civil War regiments are there in cases along the wall, and there were just so many of them. The estimates were between 500, 800, I wouldn't doubt 1,000, and this little bit of tyrannical legislation that they were trying to slide in that was just a ruse from the National Association of Educators or
whatever. What were they trying to do?
It withered under the rosy cheek stare of 1,000 homeschoolers bedecked in their little neat clothes in descending order behind mom and dad. It was amazing what turned out today.
Amazing.
Free Staters did not stop this tyrannical legislation. Essentially what the legislation was is...
Wait, you tell me there was no Free Staters there?
Free Staters did not stop this. Homeschoolers stopped this. They stopped it dead in its tracks. There were Free Staters there.
That's great.
That passed out some flyers for to get people to come to the Liberty Forum, and they were certainly there, but... believe me, they paled in comparison to the Homeschooling Association. Believe me.
That's awesome. Something to look to for inspiration.
If the 650 movers for the Free State Project had shown up and at the seatbelt legislation that I went to a couple of weeks ago, it would have, the politicians would have stuck their tails beneath their legs and they would have whimpered and gone under the table like they did today.
But the seatbelt thing passed,
was stopped,
right?
And it was stopped politely by little well-dressed children.
So, but the seatbelt thing you're pointing out, that actually went through.
It passed 11-6.
But it didn't go through the whole vote yet. It's going to the full vote?
The full vote in the House, and then it's going to go through a committee in the Senate, and then it'll go to a full vote in the Senate, and then it would go on.
It was stopped at the very last moment last time in the Senate
itself, yes.
Yeah. So we're going to bring, I think this is probably Dennis back here. Is this Dennis? Hello?
Dennis?
Amp line? Maybe it's not Dennis. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey there. So your thoughts on all this, Dennis?
Yeah, well, I echo a lot of what Mark said. I mean, on the seatbelt thing, if Free Staters had showed up on the seatbelt thing, we wouldn't be having any issue now. We wouldn't have to fight it again. My hope is that it dies in the House of Representatives. If it passes the House of Representatives, we're going to need 600 Free Staters to tell the Senate that we consider seatbelts to be unacceptable the same way that these guys did, not by telling them that we're so pissed off we're going to explode or that, wearing chains and stuff, which makes for nice theater, but doesn't really do anything, but just by numbers, because we have the numbers to do this stuff if we so choose to. But Mark was wrong.
I'm always wrong.
About saying there was no Free Staters there?
No, I did not say that there were no Free Staters.
Free Staters in that crowd.
There were plenty of Free Staters. I'm just saying that the Free Staters, the Free State contingent is not what stopped this. The homeschooling contingent is.
One thing that that I'm noticing is there were more homeschoolers there this time than there were last time. And a lot of, there was a number of us actually talking to the homeschoolers saying, hey, here's the Liberty Alliance. You might like this. You might like this Liberty Alliance thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are real happy about that. They're basically our kind of people. They want to be left alone to manage their lives. And I talked to a number of them, said, if you want to not have to go through this crap every 2 years, you need some of our people sitting on that committee. And several of them told me, oh, yeah, I know, I'm running. Two years from now, I'm running. So a lot of these people have got motivated enough and are – just because they're other homeschoolers, they somehow have enough flexibility in their time that they can do this.
Yeah, I mean, the homeschoolers have...
They want to.
Right, the homeschoolers have kind of, from my observing, my short time observing here in New Hampshire, have always been some of the most active people to defend their particular brand of freedom. Obviously, they're not coming out to defend seatbelts,
sure,
or marijuana or anything like that, or to go against the seatbelt law, or to go in favor of decrim, but they're really good on their one issue. So what is it it, Dennis, that you think that the other activist movements here, the other liberty subsets in New Hampshire, can take away from this? What is it that the homeschoolers are doing right that everybody else isn't? Why is it that only 50 Free Staters or whatever, 50 liberty people showed up for the seatbelt thing, and 500 or more, 1,000 or whatever, showed up for this homeschooling thing? Why is this such the big discrepancy? What do you think can change? Is it just that there aren't enough people? Is it that, you know, over 650 Free Staters, they're spread across the state, many of them are
so
working
are the
during the daytime?
And so did they.
Yeah. So what it is, I think, is the homeschoolers have seen it work before. They know it, and it hits them so immediately. They know that on the 1 or 2 days that they need to show up in force, that they, if they do, it'll come out the way that it needs to for them, and then they can go about their lives. I think a lot of the Free Staters, yeah, sure, there's 600, but there's not enough of them that really get, hey, look, there are 2 or 3 times when, say, the Liberty Alliance is going to raise the alarm and say, this is the day.
Yep.
You take off work if you have to. You show up on this day.
And it's true, Dennis. You know, if
and
you
make the top problems go away.
Right. Dennis, if you wouldn't have called me on the seatbelt day before the seatbelt or something like that, I probably wouldn't have shown up for that myself. And, so some of the scolding goes for me because I likely wouldn't have shown up if it wasn't for you particularly calling me because I didn't respond to the emails. But the fact is that the seatbelt bill is this sort of last little flicker of light of liberty that we're able to hold up here in New Hampshire. Say, look, we're still the freest state because we've got the seatbelt thing, and you've of course got open carry and a couple of other things, but the seatbelt is the most prominent of those. And if we let that little flame die, I mean, whether or not you consider yourself political or not political, sitting at home on the day that the seatbelt legislation happens does not help. It hinders the Free State Project entirely.
Another aspect of this is the Liberty Alliance is not going to raise the big alarm and say, my God, take a day off work if you have to, until it really is that day.
That's what I was going to say, because
understand that they can't ask people to do that.
Right, that's what I was going to jump in here, because
they'll wait until it's...
Yeah, I didn't feel like that was that day because I never got any sort of notice like that. I was not aware, really, of the seatbelt thing until it was the day of... And so I had not gotten the alert, so to speak. And I think that may be something to speak to what we're talking about here is to, you know, the Free Staters, many of them are interested in getting active on a lot of things, whereas the homeschoolers, they only come out for the homeschool thing. And if you've got a job and you've got something that you need to do, then you obviously can't be out at the state house
the
5 days a week.
The seatbelt thing is this
but
last
it wasn't
little
one
clicker.
Of those. But it wasn't one of the major alerts. Dennis did not send anything out on that. Hang on, more with Dennis here, 800-259-9231. It didn't seem to be important because they weren't making it seem that way. I didn't get that message. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Stop wasting your time with everything you are trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you'll be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free 800-259-9231, that number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board. So get on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get access to perks like amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. We're on with Dennis Goddard. He is a member of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. It's a website and a group that's dedicated to bringing about more freedom in New Hampshire through the political system. And as one of the skeptics of the political system, I have to say that, Dennis, you've proven me wrong a number of times. You've shown that there is something to be said for political action in New Hampshire. And if anything, today's events at the State House prove that even more so, with something like 1,000 people coming out to testify or to stand against this homeschooling legislation they were looking at passing, which you now believe is going to essentially go down in flames as a result of it. So an amazing success story, and one that I think should be emulated if possible. Obviously, it's easy to get all the homeschoolers to come out if it's just a one-day thing. Certainly, the Free Staters and the other liberty activists in New Hampshire have a much wider interest in general in all areas of liberty, and so therefore getting them to come out in such force on a regular basis at this point, but just don't have the numbers for it. Isn't that right?
Well, I think on everything, right, we don't have the numbers. On the 2 or 3, maybe 4 days out of the year, I think most people can take 4 days out of their life. If they took the time and trouble to pick up their life and move to a different state, they can take 4 sick days or something along those lines. And that, I think, is where the Liberty Alliance can come in and really say, look, this is the day where it really makes sense.
Now, you did not do that, right? That was not done with the seatbelt legislation.
That's right, because if we only have like 4 bullets to fire, as it were, we got to be real judicious with it. One of the things that I've learned doing this is one of my little maxims is you pass legislation in the House and you kill it in the Senate. So if there's something that may happen and may not happen, you expend the energy to get it through the House of Representatives. Why? Because if it doesn't get past the House, it's not going to get to the Senate. Whereas if there's something horrible and evil that must die, you end up playing a little bit of a game of chicken and say, okay, the hardcore activists, they're going to try and stop it in the House. If it gets passed, the one shot that we've got is the Senate because that's where it can be killed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's likely where it's going to happen this time, like it did last time with the seatbelt thing. We also killed it in the Senate last time.
So if it doesn't make it through the House, I mean, it could still fail at the House if a bunch of people get on the phones and called their so-called representatives and let them know how they feel about it. They could fail at the House, but if it goes on to the Senate, that's when the emergency fire alert email will go out, and then we can expect probably far more than 50 people at that seatbelt hearing.
I should hope so. And, of course, in the House, there will be what they call a floor fight, where all the representatives basically try and say something that will convince the ones that are in the middle to vote one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Last time, one of the very effective people to do that was a fellow named Representative Winters, the first early-moving Porcupine Free Stater. Now there's more Free Staters that are going to join him in saying the things that he needs to say. So our chances improve every time we do this. I got a little story about today. The chair of this education committee, who is a horrible, evil, statist lady with very few redeeming qualities. So the political director of the NHLA was the first pro-freedom person to speak in opposition to the legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, there was the bill sponsor and the bureaucrat of this, that, or the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So Dan, it's a gets into talk, and his first couple of words are, you know, it's great to see the government here today, all of the sovereign individuals who can live their lives as they wish are here today, right? And there's some spontaneous applause, and people start clapping.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady, this really just pruny lady, she starts banging her gavel and saying, that will stop. That will stop, or I'll end this meeting right now and have you all removed from the room.
And then we'll do it behind closed doors.
And there's 800 people in here. So what? What flashed your mind at that moment? At that moment, I thought, okay, I'm going to start clapping. I swear to God, I'm going to start clapping because if this moron removes these people from the room, they are going to ensure she does not come back here in 2 years' time. She is going to be so unelected, it's ridiculous. Certainly the sponsor of this legislation is going to have a very hard time getting back into the House of Representatives.
Yes.
There are so many hundreds of people now who are like, this woman personally offended me. I need to make sure she does not get reelected.
She did, you know, if you were watching her speak, she was the first one who spoke, and she was giving her reasons. First of all, she said she received phone calls from several, in fact, many homeschool families, and she appreciated how kind they were on the phone with her. They weren't mean to her, and she learned a lot about homeschooling. And when she was questioned about, well, what is this based on? Do you have data to show why this law is justified? She basically admitted it was anecdotal evidence that she was basing this on. And her body language showed that she was very, very uncomfortable with all the people there.
That she was.
She was very uncomfortable. Then she was kind of off the side later, and I was watching her fidget and pace. And I don't think she'll introduce anything like this again for a long time, if she's elected next time.
And another side effect of this, aside from all the great coalition building that happens, the homeschoolers that come out, that we kind of plug them into the Liberty Alliance, we plug them in wherever we can. We try to get them to come to the Liberty Forum. We try to rub our libertarian off on them and hope that it sticks. But the other thing is the politicians. I mean, the politicians that were generally, they liked us anyways, you know, the ones that they know that they got good grades from the Liberty Alliance, and so, you know, they're happy to vote our way because it gives them a better grade, and they know that we're good people. They're not opposed to us. The political calculus shoots in our direction tremendously.
Yeah, if they know you're popular, they want to get with you to stay in office.
there's one lady, she had been a representative. I didn't know that she was a senator now. But she kind of comes up, she goes, oh, my God, this is so wonderful, because she's on our side with this, mm-hmm. with this stuff. This is so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, people, for coming out. She's got tears of joy. She's so happy. So you can bet if there's some bill like, oh, I don't know, a medical marijuana bill that she might otherwise feel really uncomfortable with, but we say, look, this, we're these same people. You know you love us. This is not a bad, this is not scary.
Well, that's interesting that you're building relationships out there, Dennis. And again, you've had some amazing success. How can people help you out? How can they get involved? Whether they're coming to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, or they're somebody that feels like they're stuck where they are, but they really like what you're doing, how can they help out?
There's a lot of ways to help out. NHLiberty.org will connect you with all of them. If you've got a little bit of cash and very little time, money always helps. This is politics. If you've got some time and not as much cash, we can always use help reading the legislation. There's an enormous amount of it. It's the work of more than 100 people to read all the bills that come before us, and that makes possible our ability to know when to fire the 4 shots that we can get in a year out of all these people and let them know that this really is the time. This is the day to show up. Why? Because we know exactly what's going on because of all of the reading of bills that people have done.
And people can go to nhliberty.org to get signed up. You've got an email list, and you can get on it through the website, right?
You got it.
Okay, great. I think that I'm sure a lot of people are out there listening and very interested in all this. I mean, certainly there are some exciting things happening here in New Hampshire, whether your thing is to do politics or to do disobedience or to do create your own liberty media. Dennis, you're involved in at least 2 of those 3. You're doing your own television show, and you're up in Concord on a regular basis doing the political thing, and I think you've been having some great success. So thanks for continually kind of keeping us up to date with what's going on up there in Concord, New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, and watch this space for some news about the secession bill, as we'll call it. I think there's some news will happen pretty soon.
Okay, great. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate the discussion. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, I was going to say, I listened to quite a few of the people. Most of them were against the bill, obviously, but there were a few for. Like, one woman got up and said, I'm here for the children of New Hampshire. And that is getting so old.
As though you speak for all of the children in New Hampshire.
Hey, here's one that I'm holding in my arms, and he wishes you'd shut up.
And then there was another old-timer who was actually against the bill who basically said it. He said, listen, we know what this is about. This is a turf war between the teachers' unions and the homeschoolers. Why don't you just leave these people alone? And there were several people who got up who were in positions of authority, even state reps, who said, leave these people alone. And a lot of people wanted to cheer, and then the lady would say, no, no, no applause in here.
Now, if they'd only leave everybody else alone, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe, or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.